Today, I would like to, on this feast of Pentecost, I would like to talk to you about being Catholic. Now, I don't mean primarily belonging to the Catholic denomination. I'm going to talk to you about growing in the virtue of Catholicity, which today we celebrate. Now, I want you to notice a distinction that I just made. I use the word Catholic in two different senses. There is, for example, when somebody says to you, what's your religion? It's very simple for us to say Catholic. And that's correct. I say it myself. When somebody says, what are you? I'm Catholic. And from one perspective, what we're doing is what we should do. And I'm in no way saying not to do this. I am identifying, and I always explain it this way, I am identifying as a disciple of Jesus in the Roman Catholic tradition. Now, that is correct. But I want to talk to you about being Catholic in a deeper way. In a deeper way than just saying, I follow the Roman Catholic Church, which is true. I do. But what is the virtue of Catholicity? And how can you grow in the virtue of Catholicity? So, how can you grow in the virtue of Catholicity? And what is the virtue of Catholicity? Now, this is a little bit hard to get hold of, because not everyone that says, I'm Catholic, knows how to grow in Catholicity. Now, I know so far this is very confusing, okay, but I'm going to try and drive the point home. The issue at the center of being Catholic is really the fullness of the meaning of the word. Now, the word Catholic, everybody, if I were to ask you, what does the word Catholic mean? People would say, well, it means universal. Good. To a degree, as far as we understand universal. The word Catholic comes from two words. Kato, K-A-T-O, which in Greek means concerning or in relationship to, and holos, H-O-L-O-S, where we get the word whole, the whole thing. Holos is concerning completeness, concerning all, which is why we define Catholic as universal. So what is this virtue of Catholicity? Let me give you some examples of how not to be Catholic in virtue. Okay? Not to be Catholic in virtue is to identify yourself primarily by what you are not. Now, think about this. When people identify themselves, how do a lot of times people identify themselves? If I were to ask you, what is your primary identity? How would you answer? I think some of us would say, well, I'll answer for myself. I'm Cuban. That puts me from a specific country. I am middle class. I'm fairly white. I'm running out of stuff. I'm a priest. I'm all kinds of different things. But now I want you to ask the question, is that really my primary identity? Is that really? And when I say to you, I'm white, let's use that one. I'm white. How do we understand that in our society today? I'm not black. I'm not. Recently, I've had some interesting dilemmas because I've been hanging around periodically some Hispanics, and they'll say, he's white. And I look at my skin, and I go, what am I? I'm white, but I'm Hispanic. So does that not make me part of you? No, I want you to notice what's happening. The moment we start identifying ourselves, what we start doing is we start dividing ourselves up. I belong to this group. I belong to this group. We do it in the United States racially all the time. Okay? I'm an African. I'm an African American. I am an African. Those two groups don't necessarily mix. I'm Hispanic, but I'm white, but I'm mestizo, but I'm mulatto, but I'm, and then we keep on going, and we begin to do what humanity has done, and that is identify ourselves by what we're not. I'm not black. I am not XYZ. I'm not Asian. How else do we do that? By language. What is your language? Your primary. I'm Spanish speaking. I'm English speaking. Some people are, they speak German. And there's all kinds of different groups. Notice what happens is that humanity tends to identify itself by saying the subgroup that they belong to and saying, I am not that. I'm not one of you. We do that in the United States a lot. Look at what's going on racially these days. Racially these days, a lot of people are each other's throats. And why? Because we primarily identify ourselves as members of a subgroup. And the subgroup that doesn't include everyone. And so, I am me because I am not you. Now, I don't know if this is making any sense. But the issue here is that we are all, that if you are a disciple of Jesus, to grow in the virtue of Catholicity means that your primary identity is not any particular subgroup. Any particular, you know when my greatest temptation is? When it's politics time, right? Because I can come out and say, and I have strong views on politics, but I don't get up here and say, I'm a Democrat, or I'm a Republican, or I'm an independent. Why? Because That is a subgroup. And my first and foremost identity is not I'm a member of a subgroup, meaning I am some kind of weird Hispanic, white Republican or Democrat and all of that. Because the moment I do that, I am, in some sense, if I say that's my primary identity, I am in some sense sinning against the virtue of Catholicity. Because the virtue of Catholicity means I am a son of God with you. I am. Do you notice when we pray the Our Father? It's the one and only time, if you look across this congregation, there are all kinds of different people of different colors, of different ethnic backgrounds, of different languages, of different ethnicities, of different all kinds of different issues. And the problem is, the moment you identify yourself primarily as I am one of those, primarily, you have begun to sin against the virtue of Catholicity. Because the virtue of Catholicity should mean that your primary identity is when you say, Our Father. And what does that make you? That makes you and me brother and sister. And I don't care what color or what color you are or what language you speak. I don't care about any. Those things are true, but they are not my primary identity. I cannot say any of those things. I am first. I am first your brother. Why do I say that? Because I am a son of God. And that is my primary identity. I'm not first of all an American. I'm not first of all Cuban. I'm not first of all Hispanic of any sort. I'm not first of all white. Those things have their place. But today, what the church is celebrating, it is the church is telling you all of those things, at most, are secondary identities. And the problem is that we, a lot of times, use them against each other. We use our language against each other. We use our color against each other. Heck, we divide into groups and have mini fights, even in sports. I always get a big kick out of this. I'm not speaking against that sports is bad. But think about it. How many times people identify to such a degree with sports teams? And what, I don't know if you, this is true, people in different places of the world kill each other over sports groups. What are they saying? That if one country beats another in soccer, and the poor guy in the first country did a very bad call or something like that, his life is in danger. Why? Because what is supposed to be just a game has become the primary identity of another, and they feel betrayed. The moment that you make any subgroup your primary identity, you have sinned against your Catholic identity. Your first identity is to be a son or daughter of God. And when we come here to celebrate the Eucharist, what we are doing is reminding ourselves that we are first sons and daughters of God. That's our first identity. And why are we saying this today? Because it's Pentecost. Did you notice in the readings? The readings are very interesting, because in the first reading, what you hear is this. They were astounded and amazed. Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how come each of us hears them in their native language? Notice what the Spirit does. The Spirit begins by overcoming language. And then, listen to this list. We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, Jews, converts to Judaism, Cretans, Arabs, yet we hear them. And it's speaking our own language. Listen to what do you think this reading has done? It's telling you all the different divisions. It's telling you all the different ways people identify themselves. And what Pentecost is doing, it says, that's not who you are. You are not first any of these. You are first and foremost sons and daughters who can say the words, "Our Father," and mean them, and actually understand that it is the deepest truth. The problem that we get into is when we start making secondary identities as if it were our first. That's the problem. People constantly are trying to identify themselves by what they're not. And that's what the world does. What do you think tribalism is? I belong to this tribe, you do not. I belong to this group, you do not. There's an anthropologist that I really like who used to call that kind of identity unanimity minus one. In other words, I know who are members of my group by telling you who doesn't belong. And that's how I identify myself. I know who I am because I know who I'm not. And today the Catholic Church is saying, no, that's not the way we identify ourselves. We identify ourselves when we say our Father. And we are all. It doesn't deny some of you are white, some of you are Hispanic, some of you are black, some of you are Asian. But your first identity is not that. And the moment you make it your first identity, you've already lost the deepest part of being Catholic. So, today, what the Church is celebrating really is the beginning. The birthday of the Catholic Church. Not the denomination, but the Catholic Church. The church that says there is not a single person in this world that is not my brother and my sister. That's what is born and what's called the Catholic Church. Thanks for listening to me.